industrial mode. See you guys on the other side.
Because you can handle the truth.
Coming your way now. This is up on Veterans Today. Mossad and site intelligence Rita Kotz inadvertently confessed to commanding ISIS. Moscow, the Islamic State in Egypt, has urged its supporters in a new execution video to wage war against Hamas over its failure to defend Jerusalem following Washington's recognition of the city as the Israeli capital. The 22-minute video, allegedly released by an affiliate of Islamic State in the Sinai Peninsula and published by the Jihadist Monitoring Site Intelligence Group, begins with footage of U.S. President Donald Trump's December 6th announcement on Jerusalem. The propaganda footage, initially released Wednesday, culminates in the execution of a former IS member pictured on his knees in an orange jumpsuit. Amazing. The victim in the video, referred to as Musa Abu Zamat, is accused by his terrorist captors of smuggling weapons to Hamas's military wing from Egypt. An IS preacher named as Abu Qasim al-Maqdisi, originally from Gaza himself, calls on IS followers to attack Hamas sites and courthouses in the Gaza Strip. Hamas is also blamed for its cooperation with Western countries and fighting Jews only in Israel. Minutes later, the captor is executed by a shot to the head. The terrorist who carried out the execution was identified in news reports as being Mohammed al-Dajani, a former member of Hamas's military branch in Gaza. Now, the Hamas, the de facto governing authority of the Gaza Strip, has called for a new intifada or uprising against Israel in the wake of Trump's announcement. The agitation for a new uprising spurred mass revolts in which Israeli security forces used live ammunition, rubber bullets, and tear gas to quell the massive unrest. On Thursday, Hamas spokesman Salah Bardawil slammed the IS video as a Zionist production in which Arab tools participate to distort the resistance. Okay. And so I've seen this over on True Pundit and elsewhere, which is, you know, these kind of gateway pundits, kind of Zionist, kosher conservative, kind of pro-white, nationalist, pro-Trump outfits. They're saying this is great. Two jihadi organizations fighting and killing each other. But it really looks like now Hamas, if you dig into some of that, a lot of people speculate that Hamas was set up by Israeli intelligence. Now, that could be another kind of layer of BS to make it look like Hamas isn't legit, even though Hamas is really supported by Iran and Hezbollah over in Lebanon. So by saying Hamas is set up by Israeli intelligence, it delegitimizes Hamas in certain kind of truther Arabic eyes. So that could be bogus. But now seeing that basically the Hamas spokesman is saying this IS video is a Zionist production in which Arab tools participate to distort the resistance. That kind of makes sense because there's like, look, this Hamas dude, like, wait a second. This IS gang is calling for people to bomb courthouses and things in Gaza. You know, it's crazy. It's really sick. It's almost like, you know, this proxy is being turned now against the Palestinian, basically the hardcores over in the Gaza Strip. It's just crazy. So I wanted to cover that. Former CIA official and the unconditional support for Israel now. This is Jonas Alexis over at Veterans Today. Israel has consistently been able to make whoever is in the White House dance to its tune without suffering any serious consequences. With Donald Trump, one might even argue that it has been able to do to so condition the president that he goes around looking for things to do to please Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel has not even yet asked for. Former CIA official and historian Philip Giraldi is politically marked for death. The neocons and Israeli shills certainly do not like him because he exposes them as destroyers of nations and declares that the neocon emperor obviously has no clothes. Now, and let me read one more paragraph. Giraldi cannot be easily dismissed largely because of his academic and professional credentials are impeccable. He has a bachelor's from the University of Chicago and a PhD in history from the University of London. He spent 18 years working for the CIA, which kind of rings alarm bells, Robert David Steele level. He knows who's who in the neocon movement and the people who are actually driving America into incessant wars in the Middle East. Moreover, he doesn't shy away from saying that the neocons always end up pursuing policies that are essentially destroying the United States. And he created a firestorm of controversy when he wrote an article called America's Jews Are Driving America's Wars. Okay, now, if you get into the... And look, there's a lot of truth to that. But there's another side of the coin, especially if you look at the CIA, Catholic Intelligence Agency, Catholics in Action, this whole kind of world where it's like a papal front. The NSA with the silver key being the temporal power of the Pope, the gold key being the heavenly power. Interesting symbology. But basically, a CIA guy throwing Jewry under the bus. This falls perfectly into like the Eric John Phelps, Dr. Walter Weiss, Szymanski, Alan Lamont, Johnny Cerucci angle that says basically the CIA guys are all going to throw Jewry under the bus basically when it's time here in the United States for us to go full-blown fascist. Nazi America, so forth and so on. And we hear this from the left. Trump is Hitler, so forth and so on. And what we have to do is try to like wade through both sides of these people with their megaphones and say, okay, which way looks more plausible? And now I have this okay, now this is from Dr. Andrew Joyce, okay, at the Occidental Observer. Review the Jesuit order as a synagogue of Jews, part one. And Veterans Today even posted this, okay? Now, this is from Lorenzo Maggio, Jesuit curia in Rome from 1586. Those from the circumcision subverted the entire house of the society. As sons of this world who are shrewd in dealing with their own and avid of new things, they easily excite disorders and destroy the unity of souls and their bond with the government. One of the more interesting aspects of Jewish group behavior is the presence of subversive strategies employing crypsis, often facilitated by a combination of deception and self-deception. To date, the most forthright and convincing theoretical framework for understanding cryptic forms of Judaism is found in Kevin MacDonald's groundbreaking Separation and Its Discontents toward an evolutionary theory of anti-Semitism. A substantial part of the fourth chapter of the text is devoted to reactive racism in the period of Iberian Inquisitions. Here, MacDonald puts forth the view that the blood purity struggles of the Spanish Inquisition during the 15th and 16th centuries should be seen as an authoritarian, collectivist, and exclusionary movement that resulted from resource and reproductive competition with Jews, and particularly crypto-Jews posing as Christians. The historical context lies predominantly in the forced conversion of Jews in Spain in 1391, after which these new Christians, or converso assumed, or indeed retained, a dominance of the areas of law, finance, diplomacy, and public administration, and a wide range of economic activities. MacDonald argues that despite superficial religious conversions, the new Christians must be considered a historical Jewish group that acted in such a way as to continue the advance of its ethnic interests. An integral aspect of this was that wealthy new Christians purchased and endowed ecclesiastical benefices for their children, with the result that many prelates were of Jewish descent. And you can find the rest of this, but you see the point I'm making, and Edward Hendry makes this in his book, Solving the Mystery of Babylon the Great, Tracking the Beast from the Synagogue to the Vatican. And it gets into this whole converso thing. Very fascinating. Indirectly and almost certainly unintentionally, MacDonald's arguments find much in the way of corroboration in The Jesuit Order as a Synagogue of Jews, 2010, by Boston College's Robert Alexander Marricks. Examining the same geographical area during the same period, Marricks presents an account of the early years of the Society of Jesus, during which a fierce struggle took place for the sole fate and control of the order, a struggle involving a highly influential crypto-Jewish bloc and a competing network of European Christians. In this unpolished but interesting book, Marricks illuminates the struggle with reference to previously undiscovered material, and the process shedding light on some of the most important recurring themes of reactive anti-Semitism, Jewish ethnocentrism, nepotism, the tendency to monopoly, and the strategic use of alliances with European elites. Perhaps the most fascinating of all, Marricks makes significant reference to Jewish responses to European efforts to stifle their influence, some of which are remarkable in the close manner in which they parallel modern examples of Jewish apologetic propaganda. As such, the Jesuit order as a synagogue of Jews is highly recommended for anyone seeking to understand via an easily digested historical case study the dynamics of the ethnic conflict between Jews and Europeans. You see, this is that overlap, this bleed over that I'm constantly kind of talking about, where you see the parallels in behavior, the parallel conspiracies going on, but are they really parallel conspiracies? Now, Protocol 5. Now, this is, and I'm digging into the Protocols of Zion, folks. Let's see here. Now, I'm just going to pull this paragraph out. Moreover, the art of directing masses and individuals by means of cleverly manipulated theory and verbiage, by regulations of life in common, all sorts of other quirks, and all which the goyim understand nothing, belongs likewise to the specialists of our administrative brain. Reared on analysis, observation, on delicacies of fine calculation, in this species of skill, we have no rivals, any more than we have either in the drawing up of plans of political actions and solidarity. In this respect, the Jesuits alone might have compared with us, but we have contrived to discredit them in the eyes of the unthinking mob as an overt organization, while we ourselves all the while have kept our secret organization in the shade. However, it is probably all the same to the world who is its sovereign lord, whether the head of Catholicism or our despot of the blood of Zion. But to us, the chosen people, it is very far from being a matter of indifference. For time, perhaps, we might have be successfully dealt with by a coalition of the goyim of all the world. But from this danger, we are secured by the discord existing among them, whose roots are so deeply seated that they can never now be plucked up. We have set one against another, the personal and national reckonings of the goyim, religious and race hatreds, which we have fostered into a huge growth in the course of the past 20 centuries. This is the reason why there is not one state which would anywhere receive support if it were to raise its arm, for every one of them must bear in mind that any agreement against us would be unprofitable unto itself. We are too strong. There is no evading our power. The nations cannot come to even an inconsiderable private agreement without our secretly having a hand in it. Now, let me run this one by you. Okay, in this respect, the Jesuits alone might have compared with us, but we have contrived to discredit them in the eyes of the unthinking mob as an overt organization. Just thinking that the writers of the protocol already knew that they had a cabal inside the order, that they had already taken it from within. I mean, they had a lot of years. The Pharisees were around 1,500 years before the Jesuits ever came out, okay, of Loyola, Spain. But as soon as Loyola and these guys created the Jesuits, these guys, they sent their agents into it. Very fascinating for us to kind of keep this in mind. And I know a lot of Catholic apologists will tell me I'm full of crap and no way, you know, and all the Zionists will tell me, no way, the Jesuits are the founders of fascism. They were the Nazis. Yeah, but then some of the other researchers will tell you that they were behind Stalin and communism, the Reducciones in South America, which is really the progenitors of communism, St. Thomas More's Utopia, which is really some of the beginning of communist thought, who was executed by Henry VIII. Very fascinating stuff here to try to dig into. And so I'm going to get into a little bit of this when we get back from the break. But where can we start? Let's see here. Oh, Deborah Tavares. I was talking about her a couple weeks ago. She was just on the Power Hour. The late Joyce Riley, and now this guy, I think his name's Pat, he's the host now. So Deborah Tavares is, back out doing some things from StopTheCrime.net. She's really into the chemtrails, the smart meters, the kind of 14th Amendment admiralty law stuff, the UCC, and all that stuff. China, okay, it's warning its troops to be ready to die. And now you're also seeing where the bunkers are for their elites. This is all over the place. This is where Chinese elites are going to escape to when the nuclear war starts. So the nuclear war stuff is off the chain. But it also, you have President Xi telling the troops to be ready to die. So forth and so on. Now, a really weird one that I just stumbled upon was Eric Trump, Jesuit Georgetown alumni, out there on Twitter talking about Ellen DeGeneres being part of a deep state plot, a deep state conspiratorial cabal. And I thought that was fake news, but then I'm seeing it all over. And so I haven't traced it down on Eric Trump's Twitter, but I've seen things that says basically Ellen DeGeneres is basically head of the Hollywood gay mafia. Okay, basically one of your chieftains of the Hollywood gay mafia. And so deep state player, you better bet your rear end she's a deep state player. Of the far left, communists. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back. Incendiary Radio. Now, back to Ellen for a second. Who got the one and only interview with Jesus Campos after the Mandalay Bay operation? Who was it? Ellen. You don't tell me that she's not an operator somewhere, Mockingbird level asset. This goofy lesbian, you know, dance around, have a great time, blah, blah, blah. Jesus Campos, yeah, that was his name. Anyway, who's the one that got the interview? She did. Anyway, now let me cover this. All the Gitmo talk about VIPs, okay? This is on Steve Quayle's alerts. Response from former Brigadier General in charge of Guantanamo Bay when I asked him about reports of high-profile individuals being sent to Gitmo. Here's his take. why the premise doesn't make sense. This is the normal rotation time for Gitmo, in particular for the National Guard, and nothing special here. Military police have the right MOS for the duty. Again, nothing special. When we deployed, we didn't allow pictures of the soldiers to be made public either. There are only about 50 detainees at Gitmo now. Much of the Gitmo has been shuttered. Repair and restoration will be needed. Salt water eats away at everything there. There are two major parts of Gitmo, the naval base and the detention facility. The two have very little in common. They have different missions and chains of command. Though relations are cordial, there is very little interaction. The point is increased communication with Gitmo could either be for the detention facility or the naval base operation. If it is naval base operations, then Cuba is your issue. The optics of putting politicians at Gitmo are horrific. The torture stuff ended 12 or 13 years ago, but in the public's mind, Gitmo will always be associated with an angry nation and waterboarding. I still get jokes about it today. The MSM would go apoplectic as Americans were sent to Gitmo. Expect court filings by the hundreds. Human rights groups will be a pile-on and get limitless funding from Soros, etc. The fact is, Gitmo is just a prison modeled after the one in Indiana. There's nothing inherently special about it from a structural standpoint. There's no reason to imprison Americans there versus a regular prison in the U.S. Next, why would you intermingle detainees with Americans? Americans, even if they are total reprobates, which they would likely be, would have to be treated differently. The cost and inconvenience of detaining and questioning anyone at Gitmo was always a sore spot for lawyers, the media, the politicians, and bureaucrats. Now, on the other hand, why it could be possible. President Trump clearly supports sending strong messages. Imprisoning people at Gitmo would certainly send a strong message. If the administration has rock-solid proof of pedophilia, child sacrifice, etc., then the optics of Gitmo are perfect. We won't stand for this. The isolation of Gitmo would make control much easier. Protests outside prison entrances would not happen, as they would in the U.S. The inconvenience of getting to Gitmo would also work in President Trump's favor. Everything for the attorneys, media, activists gets harder. Even though there are still detainees there, there are a lot of unused facilities that are separate from each other. Remember, we used to have 800 detainees there. The detainees never see an American and vice versa. Anyway, Steve, I could go on, but you get the gist. I do believe there are strong indications something big is about to break. If Gitmo has a role in it, then what is about to happen will shake this country to its core. I can't imagine the administration using Gitmo and its reputation for something of passing importance that would be lost quickly in a 24-hour news cycle. So we saw all that stuff. Now back to the article that's on Sorcha Fall. With the American elite and leftist mainstream media, therefore, consuming themselves with trying to destroy President Trump to the exclusion of nearly everything else, this report continues. Analysts noted with the astonishment they're barely mentioning that on 3rd January, Trump's Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Chris Wray made an unannounced visit to see the powerful Republican Party Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, in whose meeting also was attended by former top President Ronald Reagan administration U.S. Justice Department official James Wooten. Now, I covered him a few weeks ago. Important to know about how critical James Wooten is to the trap being laid by President Trump for his elite leftist enemies to become next ensnared in, this report details. And then we'll stop there, and we will continue on the other side of the break and send to your radio on RBN.
I'll be sitting right here waiting for somebody's call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh, shit. All right, now.
All right, we're back. Now, this is crazy. So this this ties in this whole kind of war on the blue states with the war on marijuana. So let's see here. So James Wooten and Cooper and Kirk, the law firm, were going to put a bounty in the heads of anyone doing business with the marijuana industry, okay? Target them with RICO stuff, all right? So Cooper and Kirk and James Wooten won a stunning victory in their use of RICO organized crime laws to target the legal marijuana industry when the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Colorado ruled in their favor. The whole notion of racketeering creates a useful but an alarming kind of tautology depending on the case and your point of view. To accuse someone of racketeering or to seek damages under racketeering is to go after them for the crime of committing a crime. Because marijuana remains federally illegal, literally everyone involved in state legal pot markets is vulnerable under RICO. And, you know, this has to do with the supremacy of the clause and all that, you know, the federal government over states, and we've had these battles, and, you know, it goes back to the Civil War and all these things. But listen to this. So let's see, the basically Sessions, through, you know, telling his U.S. attorneys throughout America that their hands were now untied when it came to enforcing U.S. federal marijuana laws. Okay. So basically, it looked what the article's saying is they're targeting the elite leftist blue state enemies by destroying their marijuana tax base, and thus allowing Trump to rightfully claim that he has nothing whatsoever to do with what's happening. The report concludes that asserting that without a doubt the President Trump and his Republican Party and intelligence allies are currently discussing this weekend at Camp David as a new trap he has laid for these leftist elite blue state enemies of his. The largest bargaining chip ever possessed by an American leader against his opponents, that Trump could very well cash in by agreeing to support a federal legalization of marijuana in exchange for whatever he wants. Border wall, healthcare overhaul, the sanctuary cities debacle. If no bargain can be made, then Sessions unleashes, you know, all the anti-marijuana stuff. So I mean, it's interesting angle, okay, to see that this whole war on marijuana might be to go after your blue states, where basically that's the place where marijuana is, you know, with the exception, I guess, of Alaska and a couple others. So kind of interesting, California, Colorado, so forth and so on. Let's see. I wanted to cover this one. Ken, get clip 3 queued up, okay? Now, this is high-impact flicks, and I like a lot of his material, but, you know, he's kind of like got that Adam Kokesh, anti-statist, you know, Ron Paul-ish type thing. And, there's a part of me that has some affinity towards that angle. But at the same time, looking at the world stage, there's some naivety in that. Now, let's roll clip 3, and then we're going to break it down.
An example of extreme irony is how many members of the United States Armed Forces loudly and proudly proclaim their loyalty to and reverence for the U.S. Constitution and the Founding Fathers. Now, you might ask, what ironic hypocrisy are you talking about? Well, it's just a tad hypocritical for members of a government standing army to wax eloquent about how much they love the document that forbids the existence of government having a standing army. The irony is made worse by the fact that when they join up, they swear an oath to, quote, support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to, quote, bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And then they immediately violate that oath by becoming part of a standing army that the Constitution forbids and that pretty much all the Founding Fathers, that's Federalists and Anti-Federalists alike, vehemently opposed. Where the Constitution lists the powers that Congress would have in Article 1, Section 8, it states that, quote, Congress shall have power to raise and support armies, but then immediately adds that, quote, no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years. The founders were well aware that a standing army made up of professional soldiers was, as Samuel Adams put it, always dangerous to the liberties of the people. So they included that provision to make sure that forming a military would always be a very temporary thing, and that the army would consist of average Americans who mostly just wanted to be done so they could go home, rather than consisting of career soldiers who would always be looking for some new war to engage in. And if you want to learn about what a scam war is, read General Smedley Butler's booklet, War is a Racket. And James Madison knew this when he wrote, no nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare. For those who don't already know this, the U.S. military has been involved in one war or another for 222 years out of the last 239 years. So basically...
All right. Yeah, Ken said the video died, but you get the gist of it. And this is the real conundrum, okay? So... And look, I'm a Smedley Butler guy. I have always talked about this on the show. I know war's a racket, et cetera, et cetera. It sucks because we're presented with these no-win situations. And so China's sitting there with 200 million freaking guys in their military. The Spetsnaz, the Russians are really badass. What sucks is we have no choice now, and it's designed that way. We get thrown into these dialectic no-win situations. And so, yeah, I know that a bunch of our wars have been bogus. The Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor, 9/11. I know this as much as any of you out there know this. I get it. But at the same time, what are you going to do? You're going to say, hey, world, the United States, we're becoming good guys now. It's January 7th, 2018. We're going to become really good and nice guys now. And we're going to disband our military. And we're going to send our soldiers home. And, you know, and look, I know we've got our guys scattered across hundreds and hundreds of military installations around the world. And I'm for bringing a lot of those people home and in kind of reassessing where our hot spots are and so forth and so on. The whole thing is, man, and it's just like with Rome, you become this empire. None of us wanted it. Our so-called masters, this Jewish Jesuit axis, this cabal of over this bleed over gang, the pentagram, the whole thing, the DOD, the CIA, this thing that blew up in 1947 with Harry Truman, the NSA and the OSS and all this crap. So now we've become what we are, this empire. So now are we going to contract and we're going to become, you know, back to the vision of the founders? Are we going to create that vacuum for the Chinese to fill? Is this the way they designed it? Do they want the Chinese to fill the vacuum when we disappear? A lot of people think that the United States is going to disappear in 1 hour, like a lot of the Bible prophecies talk about. Mystery Babylon is going to be gone in an hour, and everybody's going to weep and cry when we're burnt up. Are they gonna nuke us? There's all kinds of these different angles out here, and there's no right or wrong answer. Don't let anybody tell you there is, okay? Because I can't figure it out. Okay, so we all turn tail and become soft, and we want to become the nice guys on the planet. It's just like that Jet Li movie where he's the guy at the top of the mountain and he's fighting off all these other guys. Somebody else is going to take that spot at the top of the mountain. And guess what? They're going to become the new hegemonic power. It's just the way that the universe works. When vacuums are created, the vacuum is taken up by another. God designed our existence this way. And so, look, I don't like being the jerk on the block. Donald Rumsfeld, shock and awe, the poor Iraqis. It turns my stomachs. What happened to Gaddafi, Hillary? We came, we saw, he died. The freaking witch. All that evil crap, that people have done in our names. You know I don't like this, and neither do you. But at the same time, what do we become, soft and weak and pathetic and say, okay, world, we've been bad, now everybody kill us? No, I can't do that either. I'm a realistic person, and I know a lot of you out here are as well. And so we have to find some sort of happy medium, some sort of a tactical, practical, strategic, thoughtful way forward. I know that there's a trail of bloody bodies, following us. But does that mean that, that we have to become this wussified, Antifa, self-hating, genocide ourselves type of gang? I mean, that's why I still have some affinity for Trump, even though I know that he's compromised by the kosher mob. He's still like this person that was given to us at this point in time, especially if you're a European. I mean, for these Europeans to take a dump on Trump, and they're not even looking at the ripple effect of what's happening in Austria and other places in Europe, the people that see some sort of a rallying point, even though that you and I know it's rather, it's a lot more complicated. Our people are simple. Most of our people are dumbed down and in an arrested development almost mode right now. And so you got to take what you can get. And that's the problem with these people, that they can't triangulate. They can't use strategy and look at things like a tactician and say, look, Trump's not this perfect person, but damn it, Obama pushed us to the wall. And look, I know that this is synthetic, and we might as well get into this. Ken, get clip 20 queued up. And this is Seventh-day Adventist heavyweight, Dr. Walter Veith. But let's talk about the dialectic. We're at 28:36 on clip 20, Ken. And so, let's play a couple minutes of this. And I'll go ahead and talk. Go ahead.
And I must herd you into this idea. I must get rid of this thread. That which I had was better than that which I have now. I'm going to think like this. That would be one way to herd people. Now, here's Obama's legacy. And if you look at it, it's actually quite humorous. He's the one who says Trump is unfit to serve as president, and many are singing that tune. But here you can see the American flag in tatters, Iraq disaster, the rise of ISIS, weak border security, race relations at an all-time low, the Obama-Hillary legacy, all the issues of morality that seem to have gone down the tube to such an extent that chaos breaks out. Now, if the chaos starts exceeding a certain boundary, then people will be herded into nets of safety. Are you with me? Now, this is being done. Whether it is being done deliberately or not is neither here nor there. I believe it's being done largely deliberately, but you don't have to believe that if you don't want to. And this man said, the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet Islam. Now, that scared the wits out of many people in the United States of America. because they were seeing themselves already under Sharia law. And that scares people. So herding people in a direction. And then the loss of morality in the world. The White House lit up with rainbow of the same-sex marriage ruling. It just seemed to such a large proportion of the populace that the values that they grew up with seemed to be going down the drain. And that herds people into a collective mindset. Now, what does the Bible say is going to happen to the United States? Is there going to be a mindset, yes or no? Yes. What is that mindset? The mindset that there is one set of morality, and that if people don't accept that morality, then they don't have a right to exist. Are we heading that way? Is there going to be a pendulum swing from absolute liberalism to absolute authoritarian conservatism? Is that possible? It seems to me mankind just doesn't have the capacity to make the pendulum stop in the middle. Once it swung to one side and you let it go, it inevitably swings to the other side. And there are forces which will force it in that direction. Strange that at the same time, while endorsing the Prophet Muhammad, he will...
And we will see you on the other side. But this is about corralling us. So Obama, 1 second, can't insult the Prophet of Islam. Next second, you bathe the White House in rainbow color. Provoke us. See you on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. fight.
Now, we're dealing with Dr. Walter Veith, a Seventh-day Adventist guy, and he's talking about this dialectic. Let's play a little bit more of that, and then we'll forward to the next place.
Also endorse the legacy of Pope Francis, and he will say that this is the man that we should follow. And even more fascinating, that he gave him the same stature and above and above that he gave to any incumbent president or incoming president. Because when Pope Francis visited the United States, he followed the exact same sequence as one who actually becomes a president. First went to the White House, was received with great pomp. Then he went to the Capitol, spoke to both houses of the government, made a speech in which he very cleverly cited certain individuals which stood for certain ideologies, planting a seed that these ideologies should become part and parcel of any system of governance. And when that speech was over, not like a normal president, new president who will go out the bottom doors and be greeted by the populace, he went out on the balcony, which means he's over and above what a president stands for, and was greeted by the populace, as you can see here. So from there, he went to the United Nations and became the first pope to speak to the world leaders at the United Nations. Now you'll say to me, that's not true. Many popes spoke at the United Nations. True. But they never spoke to the world leaders. They only spoke to the diplomats, to the representatives. But here was the 70th anniversary, and all the world leaders were there, and this man proceeded from this inauguration to speak to the entire world leadership. Fascinating. We don't have time to go into that. There's another lecture on
stop it there. Ken, go ahead and forward to 3756, and we'll cover that after the top of the break. But I remember, so you had the 70th anniversary of the United Nations, okay? Then the Pope addresses all the active world leaders, but then what he said was, I come to you in my own name. And I actually called into the Alex Jones program, and I got on the air after Pope Francis was in town, or anti-Pope Francis, maybe I should say. Anyway, and I said this on the air of the Alex Jones show, Pope Francis said, I come to you in my own name, where this is, he fulfilled some Bible prophecy, and I was guys at the top of the hour.
Homicide, sweet suicide. Natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you wanna go. You see, I'm not like all the rest. Some may question my line of work, but I've got a family, and I feed them off of death. There's some work all over this town. You need the stomach full. There's some folks who pay my way for skills I'm knowing for.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.